Ivan, IVAN, Villa, Villa, VILLA 9495. Today's 4/2/24. Chief complaint: body aches, cough, headache, sinus congestion, nausea, dizziness, and tachycardia, palpitation. / 28-year-old gentleman works with a refinery, not married, doesn't have any children. He's here with his girlfriend, who's a radiology tech, works at a different urgent care, but brought him here because we were closer and she'd heard good things about us, period. New paragraph: Ivan does drink and does smoke on a regular basis, but he's very active. He developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Has had some issues with epigastric pain off and on. No vomiting and gassy abdomen. Family history: none. Contributory COVID immunization: none. Medical problems: none. Surgical problem: none. Medications: none. Allergy: none. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. 221 pounds, 97%, 98.5, 16, 91, 130 over 80. Heart positive, swarm positive, to lungs, fewer bronchi, TMs, or red. Push to infirmary, which is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal, anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment: patient flu A, flu B negative, COVID negative, strep negative. Patient had an ultrasound of his abdomen because of epigastric tenderness. I thought I saw a gallstone, but the other views did not show any evidence of gallstones. He does have sinusitis. He was treated with Rocephin and Decadron, 1 gram and 8 milligrams, and then sent home with Amoxil. 500 milligram BID. Next time is because of his lymphadenopathy. We looked at his neck and his spleen. There was no splenomegaly, no sign of a fatty liver, and nothing to demonstrate mononucleosis. Period. New paragraph: nevertheless, if he develops a rash, we will definitely look into that as well. Next number: no cough, not enough cough and shortness of breath to want us to do a chest x-ray, but I told him if he's not better in 3 days, we'll entertain that. As far as his dizziness, most likely related to his sinuses, his carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. He's had some frequent urination, but that's because he's been drinking a lot as well. Lymphadenopathy was noted in the anterior chain, right greater than left, as I mentioned. Findings discussed with patient and his fiance before leaving. He will be off work for the next 2 days and call us if he's not better in the next 3 days. Thank you.